Martin Babinek, I've been fascinated talking to you for the last couple of days about what your vision is. Now, you're running as an independent. You're very proud of your independence. You mentioned that the last great independent elected was Bernie Sanders to the United States Congress. Will you follow what he's following? Let's assume you get elected. Will you caucus with the Democrats as he's doing? Will you caucus with Republicans? Or will you sit in your own little room and say, I'm me?
It is a good question, because in order to get anything done within Congress, it is necessary to caucus. And when I look at the options along those lines and look at the history of this district, the seat has been held in Republican hands for 56 of the last 60 years with an individual that has the profile of being a fiscally conservative person with some issues maybe to the center on some social issues.
Which you are.
And so, yes, I fit that profile more than any other candidate in this race. So I am likely to caucus with the Republicans, and I've been on record to say that.
Are you likely to seek the endorsement of Richard Hanna?
Well, Richard Hanna and all public officials will on their own decide who it is they believe is worthwhile to endorse. I don't worry so much about it. In this particular election cycle, I don't think endorsements mean quite as much as what we've seen in years past. But meanwhile, I welcome the support of any and all public officials and other community leaders who want to back my candidacy.
Well, let me ask you some real good diagnostic questions so people can get a sense of you. By the way, you don't have a lot of time to answer them. Foreign policy, where are we right, where are we wrong?
Right now, I'm feeling very concerned about, from a national security perspective, the threats that are on the horizon are of great concern to me because of the time that I also spent working as a civilian within the Navy community. I can appreciate the need for us being vigilant and probably resourcing more of our military to help defend what I see are threats on the horizon.
Gun rights.
I'm a Second Amendment guy all the way. You really have to be.
Do you own a gun?
I do not own a gun, but I appreciate the reason why it is the Second Amendment, not the 15th Amendment. There's a reason behind that, and I'm solidly behind it.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about abortion, right to life versus, right to choose.
I'm a person that is probably more right to life than right to choose, but I'll say this, that when it comes to the use of taxpayer funds for abortion, I would be a supporter of the Hyde Amendment. Each year that comes up for renewal by Congress.
Which would, of course, basically prohibit abortion.
It prohibits use of federal funds
right. Well,
to be used for abortion.
Certainly on that road. Okay, so that's where you are. On the question of education, there are many Republicans who believe, and it sounds beginning to sound to me like you are sort of leaning that way as a conservative in many ways, to abolishing the Department of Education in the cabinet.
I'll stop short of saying abolish the Department of Education, but I will say I'm a supporter of cutting back on how we're doing Common Core. I think of the impact that pushing those standards down in the manner that it's been done, especially in New York State, has taken away a lot of flexibility from local school boards and, more importantly, teachers, and has...
How would you give out the money then? Block grants?
Yeah, I would definitely go more in the block grant direction, absolutely.
Okay. Trade deals, TPP and all the rest of them.
I'm a believer in free trade. There's no question about it, because it is what has made our country great. How TPP came down was not to my liking, lack of transparency.
Okay.
So having more visibility to these kind of trade deals so that there can be some input from Congress as it unwinds would be the way I want to go.
Climate change.
I am absolutely a believer in high federal standards in protecting our environment.
What kind of car do you drive?
I have a GMC Savannah. That's a van. I have.
What are you getting mileage?
That's a larger vehicle. Yeah. All right. But I have a Toyota RAV4 and a BMW. But anyway, beyond
that's a lot of cars.
Well,
I
have family members. All right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
But let me suggest that when it comes to climate change, and as I've mentioned, I'm a believer in high federal standards, but I'm also a believer in helping support innovation to allow us to meet those standards. So I'm an investor in clean tech companies. I believe that there's a lot of smart people that can help us meet the high standards that we can set. And that's where I think even our government, from investments in science and supporting entrepreneurship, can make a difference.
You know, you're a millionaire. Aren't there enough millionaires in Congress already?
I have no idea how many millionaires there are in Congress, but that's really not important. What is important is being free from the corruptive influence of special interest political action committees. Because remember, in the average congressional race now, it costs a lot of money to run. A lot of promises are being made on the part of politicians throughout Congress who then become beholden to these special interest political action committees for taking checks that are oftentimes more than $100,000 per fund that is providing this.
Now, so, 60 Minutes just ran, Martin, a piece about how congressmen have to sit on the phone a third of every day and call everybody and just raise money every moment of the day.
I just think that's not how you want to have your congressman's time spent. Congressmen should be not only thinking about the policies and helping to develop policies, but obviously providing constituent service. And as I've mentioned before, using their role to provide leadership in the district to help bring about meaningful change. You don't want to have your congressman spending 3 hours a day on the phone dialing for dollars.
Climate change. Are we in real danger here? Hottest year in record?
I'm concerned about climate change, yes. Now, where that's all going to unfold remains to be seen, but I will be a supporter of high federal standards and, importantly, innovation to help us meet those standards.
Let's talk one more time, go back to contemporary politics. Apparently, Claudia Tenney, the Republican candidate, ticked off Richard Hanna, who is retiring. He says he won't support her. Does that help you?
You know, I worry less about my opponents and concentrate more on my own message. I have great respect for Richard Hanna and the job that he's done as our congressman. He's been very responsive to his constituents, and he's been a man of his own mind, has showed independence in a lot of ways. And he follows a model that I also think is important. And he came in, served 3 terms with distinction, and is voluntarily stepping aside.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a
Are
model
you for that,
that? I am. I'm a believer in term limits.
How many?
I will self-term limit. I believe that the standard will be 4 terms for congressmen is probably what I would sign off on.
So that's 8 years.
Yes, 8 years.
Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 61.
So you're a kid.
I'm a very lucky guy, yes.
You are indeed. So who are you voting for president? We got Trump, you know, we got Clinton. A lot of people don't like either of them. Where are you?
I am in that camp of I don't like either of them. I'm concerned about both of those choices. And my next step is let's wait and see how the debates go. I'll be watching them very carefully. And at this point, it is to be determined where my vote's going to end up.
So there are those who think Trump is a wacko. Are you among them?
He has said a number of things that cause me very big concerns. Yes.
It's great to have independent candidate Martin Babinek, who is seeking New York's 22nd district seat, here with us today. Martin, you are always welcome back at WAMC. I hope you'll return.
I look forward to it. Thank you.